Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim, chapter 109. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 31 psuk minute. A little bit on the background. David said this parak while he was a fugitive from Shaul. He was constantly slandered while Shaul was plotting ways to kill him. Additionally, Mefarshim explained this parak was said on behalf of Am Yisrael, who are constantly being slandered by the nations of the world. If not for Hashem helping us, we would have already been devoured by them. This is also a good prayer to say if you feel like you're suffering with emotional and physical pain. The Ramat Wali notes both this and the previous parak deal with the pain David experienced from his enemies. David had many enemies causing him grief while he was king. The previous parak dealt with David's enemies from below, while this parak was dealing with David's enemies from above, which are the impeding negative forces wanting to stop him in the upper world. That's why this prayer opens with the words, Elokei Tehillasi Al Techaresh. Hashem, I praise you, don't be silent. This was meant to address the judgment in Shemayim. David had attributed all din, judgment, to God. Therefore, he was praying to Hashem for the judgment to be mitigated. Now for the parak summary. In this parak, David expresses a considerable amount of grief he was caused by his enemies. He was wrongfully attacked for no reason. David prays for Hashem to find his enemies guilty as charged for contriving plans on how to kill him. In fact, we find David actually prays for them to be punished, including asking for their children to be orphans with no one to take care of them. Towards the end of the prayer, David articulates himself in a painful, deep manner, saying things like, I'm a poor man. My heart feels completely dead. My life is like a passing shadow, and my knees are worn out from shaking. David ends by stating, ultimately, even though my enemies try to rebel against you, God, you remain unscathed and unaffected by them. True Savior comes from you, Hashem. As for me, I'll continue to thank God forever and ever. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 4, it says, Tachas ahavti yistinuni ba'ani tefila. In return for my love, they have denounced me. I pray for them. The Gemara in Brachos 5a explains a person should only pray to God mitoch kavod rosh, out of feelings of seriousness, not to be lax about approaching God. The Maggid of Mesrich taught a person should daven mitoch kavod rosh, means a person should daven for the Shechina, which is called rosh, the head, meaning to say a person shouldn't necessarily only daven for their own needs. It's considered much more important to daven for Hashem's needs. As we find in this prayer, David davened for other people, not only himself. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in Likutei Sichas asked the following question based on this. We know the Rambam brings in Halacha, a person should indeed daven for their own needs. So how does this fit with the teaching of the Maggid of Mezrich that says you should daven for Hashem's needs? He answers as follows. We see from the Maggid, he challenges a person to refine oneself to such a point that we lose our entire ego and become nullified to Hashem. At this great state of bittul, your needs and God's needs, so to speak, become one and the same, because you only care about Him. Let us merit to the great levels of bittul to Hashem through pouring out our hearts to Hashem every day of our lives. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.